The beautiful Inez de Castro was a lady-in-waiting for her cousin, Constanza of Castile. She came from the Galician region of Spain and was the daughter of Pedro Fernández de Castro, Lord of Lemos and Sarria. And in 1340, Inez agreed to accompany Constanza on her way to marry Prince Pedro of Portugal. Now, love was rarely a part of arranged marriages in the 1300s, so I doubt Pedro went to that meeting expecting sparks to fly. But as soon as he locked eyes with her, he knew that she was the love of his life. Except that she wasn't Constanza. It was Inez that caught and kept his attention. If this were a fairy tale, Pedro would have immediately married Inez, and they would have lived happily ever after. But this isn't that kind of story. In some ways, Inez was a perfectly acceptable candidate to be the prince's wife. However, there was a problem. Inez was illegitimate, the daughter of Lord Pedro and his mistress. So Constanza and Pedro married, and Inez stayed on as one of her ladies, settling into life in Portugal. The smart thing for our star-crossed couple to do would have been to stay away from each other, but who am I to stand in the way of true love? Constanza and Pedro had a few children together, but the whole time he was having a passionate love affair with her cousin Inez. It didn't take long for Pedro to start neglecting Constanza in favor of Inez. What began as a tidy secret didn't stay that way for long. His father, Afonso, might have been inclined to allow Pedro to have his fun. What aristocrat didn't have a mistress or two waiting in the wings? But this was making an already complicated relationship with Castile more delicate. What was more, Inez's influence on the court was growing, and it was obvious to anyone who cared to look. And boy, people were looking. Two of her brothers became close friends of Pedro and began rising through the ranks at court. Her half-sister got an excellent marriage, possibly through Pedro's influence. The de Castro family was making their mark on Portugal, and King Afonso was watching with growing fury. The king was worried about de Castro's growing influence, so he banished Inez from court in 1344. Now, maybe he was hoping that out of sight would equal out of mind, and that would get Inez off of Pedro's mind. Or maybe he hoped his wayward son would remember his duties after a little distance from his lover. Afonso was probably flabbergasted when Pedro promptly followed Inez into exile. The king had been outplayed. He couldn't lose his heir, and so he needed to find a new strategy. Pedro and Inez were begrudgingly invited back to court, but they were warned to tone it down. They needed to avoid any further scandal. Pedro and Inez's problems seemed to resolve themselves when Constanza died in childbirth, leaving two children behind. And so naturally, Pedro seemed to think that he was home free. His wife was gone, and he had an heir from the bloodline that his father had chosen. So theoretically, he should have been able to pursue whatever relationship he wanted. Pedro followed through, living openly with Inez after Constanza's death and having four children with her, although only three lived to adulthood. Now, maybe King Afonso could have accepted this, but Pedro insisted that he would marry Inez when his father had other plans. Pedro was still too young and clearly still capable of producing children, so he could make another diplomatic marriage. Besides, over his dead body was Inez de Castro going to be Portugal's future queen. Afonso finally put his new plan into action in 1355, while Pedro was away hunting. Inez was dragged away from court and taken to a monastery in Coimbra, where Afonso was waiting. The king's henchmen cut off Inez's head in front of her small children. Pedro was obviously devastated and wanted to revolt, but his mother managed to keep the peace. Father and son, though, never reconciled. King Afonso IV died in 1357, and King Pedro I ascended the throne. Now he was the ultimate power in the land, and he could finally put his long-awaited plan into action. First, he claimed that he and Inez had secretly married in 1354, so she was his rightful queen, and he never married again. And then, the story got creepier. According to some sources, Pedro had Inez's body exhumed from its resting place in Coimbra, dressed and crowned in royal regalia, and placed on the throne for her coronation, the skeleton queen of Portugal. He also managed to capture his father's former henchmen in 1361 and had them publicly executed. After that, he tore their hearts out of their chests, just as they had metaphorically done to him when they had killed Inez. When King Pedro passed away 6 years later in 1367, he was laid to rest beside her. True love, finally reunited in death. This episode of Lore Bites was produced by me, Aaron Mankey, and written and researched by Alexandra Steed, with music by Chad Lawson. Lore Bites are a perk offered only to our Patreon and Apple Podcast paid subscribers as a thank you for such generous support. Look for new episodes each Wednesday morning. And be sure to follow the show on YouTube, Threads, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Lore Podcast, all one word, and then click that follow button. And when you do, say hi. I like it when people say hi. And as always, thanks for listening.